And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 12th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, born in Johnstown, New York, 1815. She studied law in her father's law office, but was not allowed to take the bar exam or practice because she was a woman. And so in 1848, the first women's rights convention in America was held in her home in Seneca Falls, New York. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who said, "The moment we begin to fear the opinions of others and hesitate to tell the truth that is in us, and from motives of policy are silent when we should speak, the divine floods of light and life no longer flow into our souls." It's the birthday of the founder of Reader's Digest, DeWitt Wallace, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1889. And it's the birthday of Tracy Kidder, born in New York City, 1945, whose book, The Soul of a New Machine, was one of the first non-technical books about the computer, and it won the Pulitzer Prize when it came out in 1981. For his book, House, he wrote about the construction of a single house because he said, "Building is the quintessential act of civilization." And to write his book among school children, he sat in one fifth-grade classroom for an entire school year. And it was on this day in 1954, Ellis Island formally closed its doors. It had processed more than 12 million immigrants to the United States in more than a half century of service. The first and second class passengers who arrived in this country, they did not go to Ellis Island. They were given just a brief inspection on board, check for any obvious disease. It was the poorer third class and steerage passengers who were ferried to the island. And immigration officials observed them as they climbed the staircase into the main hall. They put a little chalk on the coats of those they thought might be sick. But if you were in good health and your story checked out, processing might take only about 5 hours. In 1907, more than a million people passed through Ellis Island. But then, around the time of World War I, immigration from Europe began to slow down. Ellis Island was made into a detention center for suspected enemies, and it was closed on this day in 1954. Ellis Island sat abandoned for 30 years, and in 1984 they began restoration. Almost 40% of Americans can trace their ancestry through the gates of Ellis Island. Here's a poem for today, a poem by John Clare. "Winter winds, cold and blee. Winter winds, cold and blee, chilly blows o'er the lee, wander not out to me, Jenny so fair. Wait in thy cottage free, I will be there. Wait in thy cushioned chair, with thy white bosom bare. Kisses are sweetest there, leave it for me. Free from the chilly air, I will meet thee. How sweet can courting prove? How can I kiss my love, muffled in hat and glove from the chill air, quaking beneath the grove? What love is there? Lay by thy woolen vest, drape no cloak o'er thy breast, where my hand oft hath pressed. Pin nothing there, where my head droops to rest, leave its bed bare." Winter Winds, Cold and Blee by John Clare. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well. Do good work, and keep in touch.